Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the spirit of reconciliation, the entire team at Curious Freedom acknowledges the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connection to land, waters, and community. We acknowledge that sovereignty was never ceded. It always was and always will be Aboriginal land. We pay our respects to their elders, past and present, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders people listening today. I would like to acknowledge in particular the Darug people who are the original custodians on the land on which I record this podcast. Thank you for showing us what Curious Freedom can look like. And welcome to the Curious Freedom podcast. We are so glad that you're here today. Today, I have Fee back with me by popular demand. So welcome, Fee.
Hello, everyone. It's so good to be back with you all.
Do you know what Simon said about your voice?
What did he say about my voice?
He said it was really calming and relaxing. So he was like, oh, she's got a good podcast voice.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's fun.
So today we are getting curious about the status quo.
Yes.
So I don't know when you're listening to this. Maybe you're listening just before Christmas. Maybe you're getting prepared and ready for Christmas. Maybe you're out walking. Maybe you're out doing some exercise. Maybe you're driving. Maybe you are sitting having a cup of tea. Maybe you are doing none of the above. And maybe it's after Christmas. Maybe you needed to wait until after Christmas to tune into our dulcet tones. And maybe you're preparing for New Year's. Or maybe you're listening to it in many, many years' time. Mm-hmm. Right now, when we're recording, it's a couple of days before Christmas 2022, and we have just been having interesting conversations about the status quo. And again, leading on from last week where we talked about rest and expectations, Fee and I love talking about expectations and mm-hmm. how we can shake expectations and reframe things. And so we were having a conversation about the status quo and what people's expectations around this New Year's is. And yeah, tell us more, Fee. Tell us what we were talking about.
It is such an interesting time to be talking about this because it's so important that we have a think about what actually we're heading into. We have Christmas just around the corner. We've been talking about what it's like to be racing around and doing everything. And then you get over Christmas. You have your good moments and not so good moments, the stress and the simply being, and it's a holiday time. And then just around the corner, there is New Year's Eve. And we've been talking about the expectation of society that we get our resolutions happening. We plan, we dream because, you know, 2023 is going to be so different. We're going to be better, look better, sound better, dress better, have more. The works, you know, our relationships are going to be amazing all the time. And I was just pondering on that and wondering whether it is actually what I'm interested in. Do I really want to be 2023, the new version of myself, or is there something different? There's something different. So, Kirst, what do you think about the 2023 version of you compared to where you are now? What does that look like?
It's a great question. I think I mentioned it last week that every day I'm a different person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not that I have multiple personality or anything like that, and not that there's anything wrong with that, but just that I am always growing and changing and learning, and, you know, every conversation that I have with people changes me mm-hmm. in some ways. It gives me an opportunity to be curious about myself, curious about other people, curious about the world. I don't think that there's going to be a significant change in myself, my character, my personality from the 31st of December to the 1st of January 2023. I hope that this time next year, I am a very different person because I've had 365 days of the opportunity to grow and learn.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I don't have expectations of myself.
Interesting.
I have the expectancy. I love my dear friend Matt Beckenham talks heaps, and I think we mentioned it again last week, about expectancy versus expectation. And expectation is a demand, and an expectancy is a hope and open-handed.
Yeah.
Aspect to things, like you're expecting, you've got an expectancy of things to happen, but you don't have a demand of what it will look like, whereas expectations comes with a whole lot of demands and a rigid way of thinking. And I really like that expectancy. So I have great expectancy for 2023, and it demands that I show up.
And yeah.
I have a lot of grace for myself. I have a lot of grace. Between one day and the next, there may be a huge amount of growing and learning. There may be teeny tiny amounts of growing and changing. And so I just want to be really kind to myself and have a lot of grace that some days it may even look like I've gone backwards, that I've actually gone back to, 2019 Kirsty in some ways. Like she was pretty cool.
She was.
What about you?
I love the fact that you're talking about having grace for yourself. I think that is so, so important. And for me, I love expectancy. I love possibility. I love the hope that things can change in certain ways and things can be different. But the pressure to do that and be that and make that happen every single day and all the time is really full of shame, and the shoulds again that we mentioned last week. And so I'm listening to you talk and I'm like, what is it for me? Because probably, I would like to say it's probably 5 to 10 years ago, I would have been one of those people between Christmas and New Year who was like, right, okay, New Year, it's coming. Okay, what do I want? What am I going to, if I don't plan, if I don't set goals, if I don't get everything just right, it's not going to happen. Or I would put such expectations on myself that were totally unrealistic. And so it would just spiral. And in the end, I'd end up, one, being probably not even the person I was, the year before, because I'd be full of shame and I'd have to wade through all of that because, I didn't end up reaching all my goals. And so I think expectancy is so beautiful, and grace, having grace for ourselves. And even grace, not even when you don't do the things that you had planned, but grace before you even plan. And the fact that Kirsty 2019 was pretty cool is awesome to say, and I believe it, completely believe it. But it is so valuable to see ourselves that way. And expectations just tend to put weight on your shoulders, whereas expectancy is full of hope and it's a possibility of choice. I think for me, 2023 is a day at a time, sometimes growing, like you said, sometimes not, but being okay with who I am right at that moment, while knowing that there's probably some ouch moments where I'm going to have to look at myself and go, you could have made a different choice then. But again, grace and being okay with that, that's really powerful. So I love grace and I love expectancy, but it is an interesting one. Society tells us something completely different.
Mm-hmm.
Has there been a time for you where you've been going, oh my goodness, there's pressure, I have to do this, and then you didn't reach the mark, whatever it looked like, and then what happened? How do you respond to that?
I was listening to another beautiful friend of mine, Jenna, talking on a podcast with my friend who I've already previously mentioned, Matt. They were talking on a podcast. I was listening to it this morning and they were just talking about freedom Funnily enough, conversation I'm always up for. And what struck me about their conversation is actually how much freedom I feel I do live in already.
Beautiful.
Like that I am really excited that I have so much freedom for myself. And as I'm talking about freedom, I realize that I'm probably talking about grace, like that I've really worked hard at getting rid of the shoulds in my life.
So good.
And catching myself as I talk about like, oh, I should do this, I should do that. And oh, like I'm noticing it more in myself and getting curious about why it is that I say that. Is that the status quo? Like, is that society telling me I should or I could? Like, I'm just sitting here, funnily enough, I'm looking at a vision board that I created years ago that I haven't updated, you know, like I should.
Oh, there you go.
And I'm realizing how much some of that has come to pass and how some of it there's still expectancy for. And I am so, like, I'm so excited, like, looking at it going, wow, there's still so much opportunity ahead of me. And I say opportunity because I really want to frame it like that rather than expectation of myself that we have to make that holiday and I have to, you know, have I make time? One of the things is make time for you. Well, have I done that? Like, oh my gosh, how can I measure that? What should I do? Like, is that, has that come to pass? How do I make it come to pass even more next year? Like, I just go, wow, actually 2023 will come with its own set of challenges and its own set of opportunities. And I'm all up for having a vision. You know, and writing it down and making it plain.
Yeah.
I'm all up for that. And I'm all up for having space to let things flow and to actually have 2023 come in and rewrite all of my expectancies. Go back and listen to 2019, Kirsty, and you will hear a very different Kirsty.
Yeah.
Because I have grown and learned so much, and you and I could never have predicted that this year would have ended up with you and me being on a podcast running Curious Freedom.
No.
That was not our plan for 2022. That was not our plan.
Yeah.
And look at what a beautiful opportunity it is now.
That's right.
And there's been some, and that's, I don't want to downplay the hard, hard days that we have walked through and you have walked through by yourself, that we have walked through together, that I have walked through by myself.
Yeah.
And I don't want to make this podcast all about hope and like, because that's just the status quo, isn't it? Like that is what our society tells us. Like only look at the positives, only focus on how good 2023 is going to be. You know, like I don't want to do that. I want to Fee and I, I'll let you talk in a minute, Fee. Fee and I. This week we sat down with our beautiful new friend, Alex, talking about doing branding and graphic design for Curious Freedom. And one of the things that we talked about, what does our brand, what does Curious Freedom, what do we want Curious Freedom to sound like? And what's some of our brand tone of voice? And one of the things that we came up with is we want to be provocative.
Yeah, what a word. Like I'm sure a few ears went, what? What? Because we have a certain image about what that means. But for us, we want to provoke and challenge the status quo of all those shoulds, of what it means for us to actually have choice and possibility. And, you know, I loved how you were talking before about always, there is always hope. Like I believe that there is always hope, but sometimes what happens is society says, you've just got to get on with it. You've just got to put on a front. You've got to put on a mask and be happy, you know? And for me, being provocative in that space is saying, well, actually, you know what? Sometimes life, circumstance, years, days, hours, minutes are really hard. And so to be real and raw in those moments and walk that beautiful fine line, sometimes I don't do it terribly well, but walk that fine line that goes, life is hard. Sometimes it's really hard. And to be real and raw in the moment and still look to, whether it's 2023 or even the next hour, with the possibility that things can change, that's powerful. But I am one that's like, actually, just because everyone does it a certain way, that the society is telling me this is how I have to behave, be, look, live, it doesn't mean that that's going to be the best choice for me, for my family, or even those around me. So provocative is a great word in that context. I love it. I want to provoke thought. I want to provoke mindset and heart responses and just the way we do things, because it's always been done that way. Yeah. So provocative. Love it.
And that's why, you know, that's one of the reasons that we called this business Curious Freedom, because we want to be provocative.
Yeah.
Like, we want to provoke curiosity.
Yes.
We want to provoke freedom.
Yeah.
And we want to champion you, curious ones, to continue in your curiosity and to continue to seek out freedom in whatever form that looks like for you.
Yeah.
Like, for me, again, like, I feel so free in so many ways that I'm like, oh, I listen to other people's expectations and I go, oh, wow, I don't have that expectation of myself and I don't have that expectation of you. And I catch myself having expectations myself and other people. One of the things that I did this year is I went to Jonathan Van Ness's performance. It was definitely a performance. And he spoke about duality. And that has come up for me so often, this concept of and.
Yes.
You and I have had some amazing conversations about and I wish that we were recording them at the time, because they
me too.
So good. Maybe that can be a topic for another time.
Yeah.
But it is this concept of duality, is we can have a really hard year and it was a really beautiful year.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we can have a really hard minute and then the next minute is filled with beauty and light.
Uh-huh. So It's a fascinating thing, isn't it? I was sitting actually just the other day going, wow, 2022 for me was absolutely a year of duality. The and was huge in my world. It's crazy. From traveling, I went back to Europe, which was great. I spent time with friends overseas. You know, it's kind of, I mean, that seems a luxury. Being able to do that. And then I've also had some times where it has been horrible. Like one of those days where you just like, I just don't want to do this anymore. My goodness, this is so hard. There's tears. There's, I don't know that I can do another day. Just extremes. And yet that's life as well. And there's power in that end. And I think often we negate one emotion or the other. We negate one experience or the other with the but. Often we say, but I went to Europe, but I've had really horrible days. And so anything that happened that was great in Europe tends to get negated with that but. And we focus then more on the other, on things that haven't gone well. So I love the end and duality. As I'm heading towards 2023, I was a little burnt from COVID and those years of my life being turned upside down with the travel and everything. And so I now like, well, I'm going to go into this year with expectancy, but I'm not going to have a firm grip or a firm image in my mind of how it's going to go down. And it's not me being pessimistic. It's just me going, well, this is going to be interesting to see how this unfolds. Planning is important. I have dreams and things that I am really expectant for, things I really am looking forward to putting my hand to, and relationships, people I want to spend more time with and just be. But yeah, I haven't got a list. I haven't got a list. And that's okay. And that is the possibility of choice, the possibility of what it could look like. That is freeing for me. The expectations of how it should go, that brings shame and condemnation, and it just weighs you down. It weighs me down. So yeah, 2023, interesting, a year of duality. That could be it. That could be it.
I think every year is a year of duality.
So and much.
I think that for me, I find it really challenging when I hear people say that they don't acknowledge the duality. Like, you know, that you can't have things going at the same time.
That's
like
right.
You have to be happy or sad rather than happy sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I loved Glennon Doyle, and her quote is like, her saying is brutiful, that it's beautiful and brutal. And yeah. I love that concept of and.
Yes.
Duality. It's beautiful and it's brutal, which is exactly what this year has been for me.
It has
been brutal and it's been beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I actually have full expectation that 2023 is going to be similar, hopefully for very different reasons in very different ways.
Yeah.
But there'll be, you know, we'll be listening and having this conversation next year and it will be like, wow, 2023 was beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's grace. And there's freedom to leave behind what you want to leave behind and step into that next moment. I know for many people at this time of year, this season is exactly that. It is full of duality. There are people celebrating and missing loved ones. There are people who have to work and they are looking forward to spending time with people. There are times where you're excited about all the present buying and there's the pressure to get the gift right, the financial pressure, the pressure of the shops. And on top of that, you're looking forward to giving the gift. It's just life is in the end. It really is in the end. And I think for me, as I look towards 2023, the thing that I love, probably for me, especially the last 3 years, is that there were moments when I didn't know how I was actually going to get through what was going on, but I did. You know, it's not always easy, but I did. And the things that, you know, those brutal moments, heartbreaking, horrendous, exhausting, so many other words I could use to describe the seasons that we all go through. It's part of life. And as cliche as it sounds, I'm different because of those moments just as much as the achievements, as, you know, the successes. I am a different person. You know, if there's a New Year's thing that's happened over this year, is that I am a different person. I'm stronger. I have greater freedom and I'm more who I want to be, not less. I'm actually more grounded in me. Again, that possibility of choice, the possibility that I can be free to actually be me as I'm walking into the next minute, the next hour, the next day, the next year. And that's powerful as well.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Do you consider yourself an optimistic person by nature? Or are you a realist or are you a pessimist?
Oh, I'm not a pessimist. There's days that I am a realist, but on the whole, I'm full of hope. I am optimistic. Sometimes I have to dig a little deeper to find that, but yeah, optimistic. Yeah.
I am as well.
Yes.
And so I'm just trying to think about what about the people who are listening who sit more on the pessimistic or the realist side. So my husband always calls himself a realist because I always call him a pessimist. Mm-hmm. And my son is the same. They would rather see life have an expectation that things are going to go wrong because then they're happily surprised rather than be disappointed by their expectations.
Yeah, interesting.
And so I find that so fascinating because, like, they view me as always being disappointed because things never work out quite as excitingly as I would hope. And I look at them as like, oh, how can you live with such hopelessness?
Gosh, I think I used to be more like them. Very much like something's about to go wrong. The phone would ring. I'm like, oh, here it goes. Because that had been a pattern and that's the lens that I had seen life through. And, you know, lots of things happen in life that can lead someone to feel like that's the option. And being realistic is really is responsible.
Optimistic.
And optimistic it is. And it's also responsible. Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. I think that everyone has a certain level of each of those things as well, but it is what is your base level. And if you'd asked me a few days ago, I probably would have said I was a bit more of a realist. But usually I see possibility in almost everything. It's good. Mm. And so what does possibility look like for you then for life in general or 2023, if we're talking about, you know, from 1 year to the next? What does possibility look like?
I'm so open-handed with those thoughts. I have great hope for Curious Freedom, this fledgling new business that we has been birthed out of the art of decluttering and Amy and I going our separate ways.
Yeah.
I have so much hope and possibility for all the clients that we're going to come alongside, for the people and the lives that we're going to see transformed through decluttering their heads, hearts, and homes. I have so much excitement about the team that we've already gathered around us and the team that we're going to expand into and the services that we're going to expand into. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
And
me too.
See so much possibility, but nothing is concrete because I really want to be open-handed about and flexible and fluid and go with the and.
Yeah.
And be open to the possibilities. So there's not a lot of concrete. You know, I haven't, you know, that is the realist in me and the pessimist in me coming out that I know it's going to be a brutal full year. I know that, and I want to have grace in all of those times. I want to, you know, I'm an Enneagram 7, so I'm naturally optimistic, naturally got a lot of plans and thoughts and hopes and dreams. And being a 7, I don't like sitting in the pain. I don't like dwelling on the pain.
Yeah.
And I'd rather just move on to the next shiny object.
Yeah.
And I have learned that pain is a really helpful teacher.
Yes.
And I've learned that pain is a really good opportunity to get curious about myself and why I find something painful and why something hurt me and how can I move through that at a pace and a way that honors what's happened and honors the opportunity for growth and the opportunity to learn without bypassing all of those lessons and then just having to have that opportunity arise again very quickly.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That's all happened to us.
Mm-hmm. So I am excited about all the possibilities that 2023 is opening up. And the status quo tells us and society tells us that there is only possibilities. And that they're endless and that they're always good. And I know, like, as I said, like, I know that is my way of looking at things, is that they're always endless and they're always good. And that's not the way that a lot of people think as well.
Like, that's right.
That lots of people view the world as they're all bad possibilities, you know, or, you know, 99% of them are bad possibilities. And I have to be on edge and anxious and plan for all of the eventualities of all of them. So I also want to acknowledge that my way of looking at things is unique to Kirsty. And it may be shared with a lot of people, particularly the sevens on the Enneagram, particularly the optimists, but that it is just Kirsty's way of looking at things. So what about you? How can we be provocative? How can you be provocative about 2023?
Well, I'm really excited about everything that has the potential and the possibility for curious freedom as well. I'm a bit more of a planner. I like planning things. I like having, you know, just a grid and a guide that I can land on. And it might be just a foundation and then have all the unknowns sit on that. But yeah, I like a little bit of grounding to see the way forward. I think provocative for me in looking at this, in challenging the status quo, is preparing for that. Preparing for 2023 for me looks like rest and time out and switching off, which to many people doesn't make sense because they're like, okay, well, if you have all these hopes, possibilities, dreams for curious freedom, for your life, for, you know, all of it, then you need to start planning now because, you know, the 1st of January is not that far away. And to me, I know that there's been so much for me that comes from a place of rest. So the time out, putting it all aside, even though my brain wants to still engage, having time for me just to do nothing except rest, recuperate, and go for long walks and maybe do some writing, but just be. I know for me personally, Fee, that is the key to stepping into that next year with hope, with possibility, knowing that I'm fresh to then start planning, which goes against the grain for a lot of people who want to start the 1st of January on the 1st of January and have already planned 6 months in advance, which I can see the benefits of, but really, truthfully, it's probably not me either. So provocative says rest, be, time out, do not engage and have grace for yourself in that and stop listening to the shoulds that are going, get up, get things done, come on. Yeah.
So for me, provocative in that is having grace for myself when things don't go to plan in the rest.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've got all these great plans for how I can rest and yet I'm pretty sure my kids have different plans for me.
Yes, they do.
You know, one just interrupted our recording because she's got plans for this afternoon, whereas my plan would be to sit on the couch and read, and her plan is different to that. And so I also want to have grace for myself that I can find rest in every day.
Yeah.
And that it doesn't have to be a big chunk of time. I can just center myself, concentrate on my breathing, even just thinking about the word rest and, you know, taking some breaths in. Like, how can I not have such big expectations over what rest looks like?
So, you know, good.
Particularly when we're in different seasons, like you have got adult children who still have expectations of you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they can.
And so you have a little bit more freedom in dictating how your days go.
Yes. Yeah, I do.
But what do I have the power to control? And like, there's this quote on this vision board that my eyes are landing on. And it says, a flower does not think of competing to the flower next to it. It just blooms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm like, my rest does not need to look like Fee's rest.
That's right.
My Christmas does not need to look like Fee's Christmas. My New Year's does not need to look like Fee's New Year's. My expectancy does not need to look like Fee's. My 2023 has to look a little like Fee's.
I was waiting for that.
Because we work together.
Yeah.
But there's a whole lot that does not have to look like Fee's. And beautiful, curious ones, we are here. I can promise you this. 2023 will bring us and Curious Freedom championing you to figure out who you are, what lights you up, what brings you life, what makes you feel hopeful, what brings possibilities to you. We're also here for the anxious moments. We're also here for the mess. We're also here for the and moments, the duality of your life. And Curious Ones, we are here to champion you figuring out what curiosity and freedom looks for you, because we have no expectation that you look like me, look like Fee, look like anybody else that we bring onto this podcast.
Come on.
We want you to be fully and utterly you, because you make the world that much better just for your pure existence. You don't need to change a single thing. You don't need to be anything, do anything. You can have the crappiest 2023 and we will still be here championing you.
Yeah. Yeah. How awesome is that? So, so true. And it is just a world of possibility then that you truly can be who we are meant to be in the mess, in the decluttering, in the organized state of our minds, of our, you know, relationships, of our homes. It's all okay. And it is stunning. And it is a place of freedom that we are really passionate about seeing each other step into more and more every day, and everyone that we come into contact with, that we work with, that listens to the podcast. There's freedom in so many ways, and it's stunning, and it has its moments, and it's stunning, all wrapped up. Yeah, beautiful. It's exciting.
It is, and it can be daunting as well.
That's
you can
right.
feel however you want to. You are free to be you, and we will always be curious about who you are and what freedom looks like for you. So we are going to go in a second, but I wanted to encourage you all that our website is now up. Our temporary website, it's not finished product. As we mentioned earlier, we are working on our logos and colors and everything for the expanded website that's going to come in its own time in 2023. So that website's up and running. You'll find it at curiousfreedom.com.au. And if you go to that, a pop-up will come up to say, do you want our 7 tips for fun and freedom this Christmas? Those tips are good. Are great, are fantastic, whether it's Christmas season or not. They're not bound to Christmas. We just came up with them because it was Christmas. So even if you're listening to this well after Christmas or just before Christmas next year. They're really good tips. They may not be there by this time that next year, but they are there for the next little while. So Fee and I and the whole Curious Freedom team are having a rest.
Mm-hmm.
We really want to be practicing what we preach. And so we're having some time off. So unlike past years where we've pre-recorded episodes so that we could have a rest, this year there's just not going to be any episodes. So we've just come back from having reruns, and how I am sorry and not sorry is that there's just not going to be a couple of episodes for a couple of weeks, because we really are going to have some time to be with our families, to be with ourselves, to be with out in nature, to be doing the things that we love. And so we will be back in January. I'm not making any promises as to when that it will be. Because unlike Fee, I really, really, really want freedom to not have a plan. So sorry if that frustrates you. But yeah, most of us here are taking time off. There's a few of us working over the next couple of weeks, but not many of us. And so we're really excited to be taking bookings come the second week of January. We've got team coming back then, and they will be able to answer all of your queries and get you booked in. If you are one of these people who comes into 2023 setting goals and plans, then we are here for you.
Yes, we are.
We would love to come into your home, be it in person or virtually around the world, and help you to declutter and get organized and find Curious Freedom for yourself. So just reach out to us at hello@curiousfreedom.com.au, and our bookings team will be in contact with you to make those bookings for whenever it suits you. What else do you want to say about what we're doing, resting and planning and dreaming, Fee?
I think that we talked a lot about it all. And I want to also acknowledge there are people who love to plan, and that brings them joy and expectancy and hope, like the planning side as well. And I think that's amazing.
Me too.
It is. Be you. Do what works
you do
for you.
You.
Exactly, that phrase. Just know that being you is the best option. If you're a planner, plan. Enjoy it. Run for it. If you're not a planner, more like Kirsty, enjoy that spontaneity. Enjoy being you. And if you're somewhere in the middle like me, enjoy that slight roller coaster of planning and then going, oh no, there's too much planning, and being spontaneous and then going, oh, hang on a minute, I need more structure in my life. Ride that roller coaster as well. Be you, all of you. That's what freedom looks like. Yeah. So rest, enjoy, and as we step into 2023, do it not with the shoulds, but with the possibility and expectancy that you have choice and there's freedom. Yeah.
Love it. Well, thank you for joining me again, Fee. I love our conversations.
Me too. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And curious ones, keep an eye out on your podcast feed and look out on socials. I'll let you all know when we're coming back. And rest and enjoy and be you. Enjoy being you, like Fee says. So we'll catch you on the flip side. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.